Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival Macau, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Eva Trobisch. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're here in Macau presenting your film All Good. Would you like to maybe introduce it and say a few words about the story?
It's a movie about this, rather a portrayal about this woman and the way, this very modern young woman and the way she handles things that happens to her, and the idea of she can't decide what happens to her, but she can decide how to handle it. And this question of self-determination was kind of the initial idea or engine for the story. And then I was thinking about what could be the biggest challenge for her, a woman who's not seeing herself as a victim or the weaker sex or whatever. And then in the second or third draft, the idea came up that maybe if she is involved in a sexual assault kind of thing, this attitude of I can't decide what happens to me, but I can decide how to handle it, could be proved in a very strong way. And then this came up, and
It came up in the second and third draft.
That's interesting, because people tend to see it as this thematic movie now and say it's about a rape or it's about this sexual assault thing, but it's not my kind of approach and not my view on the film.
So you didn't want to basically make that statement that a lot of people are sort of associating with the film?
What is the statement?
About, the Me Too movement.
Oh, God, no. No. It was way, I was writing the story way before the Me Too movement, and it was really hard for me that it got this stamp on it as the kind of Me Too film. No, it's not about, and I think it's very different from Me Too, because Me Too is really about power, power.
Empowering.
I think Me Too really, when it came up with Weinstein and stuff, then it was really in the context of economical dependency, and then using this to empower combine that with sexual attraction and needs and stuff, and that's not what it's about. I think in my case it's rather about gender roles, and it's not about sexuality somehow. It's rather about the kind of fight.
The
battle of the sexes, maybe this, yeah.
But then, so if you're not interested in being associated with the Me Too movement, I'm happy to hear that, because I'm much more interested in vision, a filmmaker's vision. But then, so there is a timelessness. When I was watching, I saw a timelessness in this film, in terms of theme, story, but also in the way in which it's shot.
I'm happy to hear that, and I think it's a very universal. Can you say that? Universal, yeah. Story that a lot of people can relate to, and from very different times and very different cultural backgrounds. But somehow I still think it's a very modern film, and it's about really this idea of self-determination and the free will, and the idea of I can decide, every individual can decide how to define what happens, what it is. I mean, she kind of claims that she can define what it is, and that not society can define her and put her in the role of the victim, but she can decide. And I think this this intellectual approach, this decision to use the ratio rather than the emotions, not trusting the emotions, is something quite modern. And
so do you feel like you have a lot in common with that character?
I guess, I think, yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's always a part of ourselves and our characters, but also I stole it also from other person I know. But sure, I think this was maybe the dilemma, the question I had, because I admire Jana for this attitude, for just really claiming that she can decide who she is and how she handles things, and on the other hand, I think she kind of pushes herself over her own boundaries and limits, and I don't have a final answer.
Are you interested in having a final answer?
No, not at all.
No. Because I think that one of the reasons why I like this film too is also that you're not... It didn't feel to me like you were telling me a story about a victim.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, not at all. No, that's something... that was another question. Can I decide if I'm a victim or not? And who's deciding it? And can I kind of stand up against like these images that are conveyed by society? Because we have very clear images and very clear ideas of women in those situations, and Me Too says you have to speak out loud, and then afterwards, if you experienced a rape, you are traumatized your entire life, and you can't have sex anymore, and you are a broken woman. And this, who says that?
Yeah, how society, do you feel about it?
Yeah, society says that. Who says that? Maybe. I mean, I don't want to judge at all, and every woman that feels like that is fine, but I want to raise the question if it has to be like this for every woman, or could it be that maybe this is a male idea as well, that sleeping with a woman against her will destroy her. And Jana just says, I don't give that 1.5 minutes of bad sex, drunken sex, I won't give it so much space and power over my life. It just was like, that thing happened. So, but it's not this huge, like, idea and imagery that society charges it with.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying, because I don't think that I hear that a lot. Does it annoy you that not a lot of people are saying or sharing that point of view? Because at the end of the day, it is a point of view.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's what the movie is about. That it's that depends on the point of view, and that the people involved in such a situation are depending on each other in the way they define it.
There's always a dominant narrative in everything that we're trying to explain. There's always a point of view that is stronger than another, you know, in this case. It's interesting that you're saying that. Why do you make movies?
Why? Because it's the best thing you can do.
I know, I surprised you with that question. It's a very brute question. But after this talk of narrative, for me, cinema is, for a lot of people, is about the story, but... Yeah. From what we've discussed today about things that go on in the world, there's more than the story, always, right? Is that true also with cinema to you?
Yeah, of course. No, I think it's a media that can that you can approach on so many levels, and that has so much secrets and ways of touch people intellectually, emotionally, subtle and unaware. So I think the plot is the less interesting thing.
And what about, do you want to touch people with your movies?
Sure. Of course, but I think I'm not that kind of filmmaker who has a plan I'm not thinking from the end. I'm not thinking from the audience. I'm not thinking, I'm the kind of the wizard, and I have this plan to whatever, to put the spell on the audience. It's rather that I do it kind of because of my own interest, and this I think this kind of honesty and this honest, genuine interest in things that kind of reach out to other people then, and then everyone has an own dialogue with the film, and because I have my own dialogue with the film too.
I see. Well, we're going to have to end this.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for talking with us. It was great. It was a great pleasure to talk to you, to talk with you about your film, All Good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.